Chapter 5. The Lottery. After school the next day, Jordan did his homework and then went to the living room to watch TV. He took the remote control, pressed the Channel 4 button and waited impatiently for 5:30 to come. "Will I see the futuristic channel again?" he thought. Suddenly, there was an advertisement about the National Lottery. "Buy your tickets for the National Lottery before 6 this evening," said the presenter. "Wait a minute," thought Jordan. "The lottery draw is tomorrow. If I see it on TV today, I'll go and buy a lottery ticket. Maybe I'll win." Jordan began to fantasize. "I can get a mountain bike and a new PlayStation. And a lot of the students in my class haven't got money to buy a PC. I'll buy computers for them. Oh, and the school needs a new computer room. I can do so much with the money." Finally, it was 5:30. Jordan took the remote control and pressed 4 several times. The picture on the TV screen was unclear, and the sound wasn't good. Suddenly, Jordan jumped up from the sofa and looked closely at the television set. He saw some coloured balls with numbers. He was very excited. It was the lottery draw. Jordan tried to see the numbers on the balls, but they were very unclear. Then the presenter spoke. "Here are the winning numbers, ladies and gentlemen," he said. "I can't remember all the different numbers," thought Jordan. Jordan ran to find a pencil and paper. Then he ran back to the TV. The presenter was repeating the numbers. The numbered balls weren't on the screen anymore. "Oh no," thought Jordan. "He's reading the third number on the list. I didn't hear the beginning. Please say the numbers again." He started to write the numbers, but he only heard 4 of them and the bonus number. Jordan was very disappointed. Then the television presenter said, "And here they are again. The winning numbers are..." Jordan was euphoric. He had 4 of them, so he only needed the first 2. He listened carefully and added the first number to his list. But the sound on the TV was very unclear. Was that second number 25 or 35? He thought. The lottery program ended, and Jordan turned off the TV. He had a plan. He ran to his room to get some money and then left the house. There was a shopping center near his house. Jordan could buy a lottery ticket there. "Hello," Jordan said to the man in the newspaper shop. "Please give me 2 tickets for the lottery." He looked at the piece of paper in his hand with the numbers on it. He wanted to choose 25 on one ticket and 35 on the other ticket. "I'm sorry," said the shop assistant. "I can't sell you a lottery ticket. You're under 18 and it's against the law." "Just my bad luck," thought Jordan. "Where can I find another place to buy a ticket? I'll try another shopping centre." But the next shopping centre was a bit far away, and his house was closer. He ran home to get his bicycle. Jordan got on it, and it felt unstable. "I don't believe it," he thought. It had a flat tire. Jordan decided to ride the bike with the flat tire anyway. It took some time, but he finally arrived at the second shopping center. The shops were closing. "Wait," said Jordan. "Please give me 2 lottery tickets." No, I'm sorry, said the shop assistant. You aren't 18. I'm not permitted to sell you lottery tickets. Oh, please, said Jordan. Can't you do it just once? It's the end of the day and nobody's here. I'm sorry, said the man again. It's against the law and I won't do it. Why is it so important to you? Are you going to be one of the winners tomorrow? Yes, I am, shouted Jordan. Don't ask me to explain, but I'm serious. The shop assistant looked at Jordan strangely. It's after six and I'm closing the shop now. Goodbye. Jordan was very sad. Now I can't buy those new computers for my friends, he thought. He walked home slowly with his bicycle and repaired the flat tire when he arrived there.